I'm Jonathan Bryan. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I've been living in Bloomington for 3 years now, and I'm singing the title role Don Giovanni in Don Giovanni.
I'm Bruno Sandes. I am originally from Brazil, and I've been living in Bloomington for 6 years now. I did my undergrad here, and I'm doing my second year of my master's degree, and also singing Don Giovanni.
Both of you are at Jacobs. And can you tell me a little bit about the program and also the production of Don Giovanni?
Well, being in the Jacobs School of Music is quite a privilege. We have way more resources here than the majority of schools in the country. It's considered one of the top 10 programs in the world and probably the most well-funded school of music in the world. That being said, we have a lot of room for some very opulent collegiate productions that rival a lot of professional theater, and we actually rent these sets to professional theaters. So we're kind of getting spoiled here. I've done some stuff outside of school, some smaller professional stuff that has not been near the same scope as what we do here at school. And Don Giovanni shows that off with a lot of smoke and mirrors and gargantuan sets and people rising from the dead and blood packets and a trapdoor getting dragged to hell at the end. So yeah, this show has kind of utilized a lot of the resources the school has. It's been a lot of fun.
Definitely. Besides like working with Maestro, they usually have this amazing team behind. And for me, it's just impressive how amazing it is, because sometimes when we are backstage and we just look up, you see the amount of people working behind the curtains.
All of the grips.
Oh yeah, everything. Yeah. It's amazing the amount of people they have like just to make the show happen. It's just incredible.
So tell me a little bit about Don Giovanni and about this production by Mozart. I'm sure that both of you are terribly familiar with Don Giovanni, but if you could kind of enlighten our listeners a little bit about why is Don Giovanni such a poignant piece?
I think that part of what's made it so relevant for so long is that it's really about human interaction, and it's less about Don Giovanni as a person and more about how his interactions with the people around him and his community, how it catalyzes change in everyone else's lives. And so you come and you see a lot of drama and comedy and all this stuff, but what you really see are human stories and people dealing with conflict and loss and love and jealousy and how they navigate those very human things. And so even though it was written at the end of the 18th century, it kind of shows you that no matter where you are in time, the same things are relevant.
Yeah, I think the whole idea of like the story of Don Juan is by itself very interesting and curious, because it's about this man who, no matter what he does, he always brings people around him. And it's so funny because the whole opera is put in a way that everyone is somehow connected by this guy, in a good way or in a bad way. But as Jonathan was saying, it's the whole fact that we are playing people, real people. And the interaction of Don Giovanni in the opera, when it comes to the music, it's amazing how he can play with the music to deal with people. He goes to the same level of music, the same style of music, whenever he needs to be, just to be in the same level of people. Because he's from an upper class, an upper class man, and sometimes he has to deal with, most of the time in the whole opera, with people from lower class. And sometimes the only way he can reach them is playing with the same music style with them. That's how they come and sing along with Zerlina. And then he comes and Don Anna, who is from the upper class, he always match the same music style whenever he needs to. It's a very smart and very well written. That's why some people call it the perfect opera. Because we get to do a lot of operas, and most of the operas we do, there are a bunch of cuts. There are numbers that if you take out of the opera, they will not affect the whole lot. But with Don Giovanni, it's hard. That's why we don't have basically almost like not even one single cut in the whole opera. We are doing the whole show. Because if you take one part of the opera, something is going to be missing later on. So everything is so perfect. The dialogues, like the recits, the music, everything's so like interconnect, I would say. It's just amazing, the whole like from the beginning to the end. How everyone is connected to Don Giovanni, by Don Giovanni, I would say.
And going back to what you had said, you had mentioned Don Giovanni, whenever he interacts with somebody else from a lower class, mm-hmm. what does that end up sounding like? He has his own music, right? And the upper class has their own music. And then when he interacts with members of like the proletariat or the lower class,
When we talk about like music, and especially like with Mozart, and we comes like the minuet, let's say, it's a very like the comes from the French side. It's a very upper class dance and music. Mm. So that's what we have in our first party at home. We have this gorgeous minuet happening. So it's a sign of like nobility. And then you have the what they call the contra danse. Like that's the lower, the countryside people dance. That comes more with Leporello, like Madamina, Il Catalogo Request that he sings, is more dance style. So, and sometimes when he comes like to sing with Zerlina, with La Cinderella Mano and all this stuff, it's a love duet, but he goes to the same level. Although he could sing in minuet style, he goes to the dance style, he goes to the more... So he matches the other character's style depending on what he needs. Or what he wants, or where he goes. So he feels, he makes people feel the same level just for that moment to do whatever he needs to do. But at some point, he's going to come back. He's always the Don Giovanni. He's the Don. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting. It's so well written. It's just, in a way that at the end, like Mozart even quotes another operas. And we have like the music from the operas from the time when his opera was written.
Really?
Yeah, and one of the other characters, Leporello, calls out, "Oh, this is Cosa Rara," and he's like, "What do you think about this beautiful music?" It's so there are a lot of inside jokes from back then. It's a genius. Like Mozart was definitely like an amazing composer. Like for me, like while we were studying and researching about all that, just at the finale, there are three different operas. In a way that the character, the baritone who sang Don Giovanni, was the original count, and the bass who sang Leporello was Figaro, when they did the first performance. So when Leporello comes singing Non Piandrai, when Mozart quotes Non Piandrai from Le Nozze di Figaro, Leporello says, "This one I know really well," because it was the guy who first sang it. So there are a lot of inside jokes. So it's a very smart, like, music and opera and everything is like, there's a why behind everything. It's just amazing.
So what is the trickiest part of singing Don Giovanni, one? And then is there something else that's tricky about being Don Giovanni or in being in such a broad production?
Well, I'd say I can't speak about being any of the other characters in the show. For Don Giovanni, I think the biggest challenge is when you look at most main characters in any sort of story, whether it's literature or, you know, theater, generally the main character is a dynamic character who undergoes some major change during the course of the story that's being told, and that's the story centers around that change and how they deal with it, and if they overcome that some sort of conflict or how something changes them fundamentally as a person. Don Giovanni is interesting because the whole thing about him is that he knows exactly who he is and nothing can change him. And in the end, he ends up paying for that with his life. He gets dragged to hell because he refuses to repent for his sins.